This is Pete Gordon, owner-operator of the Continental Club, and I'm here on 3700 Main Street, the corner of Main and Winburn, to start my walking tour. I'll be heading north towards downtown and take a trip around Midtown. I've been down in this area for 10 years and seen the changes down here for 10 years has just been amazing. The transformation of this neighborhood, and we'll take a walk with me as we head north. I'm on the corner of Main and Winburn. This is where all my businesses start out of, and we've had lots of businesses added to this neighborhood in the last few years, including the train that's coming to the stop right now at the Ensemble HCC stop. So I'll walk north and passing by our new building at the 3600 block of Main with some great new shops and our new restaurant, Natachi's. On your left with a beautiful patio and a nice view of downtown. There goes the train. They put in about 7-8 years ago and helped to transform this neighborhood quite a bit. Across the street we have a beautiful old brick building with an alley heading towards the back of the building, which I've recently been told that is the alley. There used to be a theater back there, and that was the Alley Theater, which is now downtown, but the original small beginnings of that was across the street. And we're at Main and Barry now as I walk north, and the Ensemble Theater is across the street from me now, and that's, I believe, the longest running black African-American theater company in America. Seen some great shows there, highly recommend it if you have some time to check out a show at the Ensemble Theater. The Ensemble HCC stop, and it's a beautiful night, Sunday night around 10 o'clock, a little bit overcast, but we had a nice little rain earlier that cooled the city down just a bit and made me decide to head out tonight instead of tomorrow morning for my walk. We are now up to the corner of Main and Holman. And beautiful Trinity Church across the street. My friend William Miller was the reverend there when I first moved to town, and transformed this church into a vibrant happening church where they have jazz services a few times a year. Some great people in there. Beautiful church behind it. Incredible house. It's not part of the church, but it's an historic piece of this neighborhood, of the architecture that used to fill this neighborhood with old houses. Beautiful homes used to line Main Street down here in Midtown, all the way to downtown. This used to be a very affluent part of town. And there's a white three-story wood construction home right behind the church here. If you look from Main and Francis, see, I believe it holds a tuxedo shop in there, or a wedding shop. We're heading up towards downtown, passing the city building now, which they're actually moving this pretty soon. Something new will be coming into our neighborhood very soon. There comes another train. Trains made a big difference in the liveliness of this neighborhood. It was quite a production trying to keep my business open and many other businesses on Main Street open while they were constructing the train, but it's been well worth it in the end. for us in this neighborhood, and the convenience of it and the coolness of it, having it go by constantly. We're up heading towards Maine and Elgin, some people say, to the HCC building, where they have many classes, cooking classes. And there's a CVS pharmacy on the left, which I can never figure out how to get into off of Main Street, since you can't take any lefts around here. But if you're walking, you can get right in there. So we walk. This area of Midtown is quite unique, very much different, sort of melting pot of all things in Houston. To the east, you have the Third Ward, vibrant African American community. To the south, you have the medical center. Right to the north, you have downtown. To the west, you have Montrose and River Oaks, and you're right in the middle of it all right here in this part of Midtown, I feel. Just past Maine and Elgin, and there's a great building to my right that needs to be restored, which I'd love to get my hands on. Beautiful Art Deco curved awning on the top of this building, and maybe somebody out there will jump up and restore it. There's some beautiful buildings here. We just lost a building, which would be on my left, but it's not there anymore. Now it's just an empty space. It was a beautiful old apartment home. It just recently tore down. Hopefully something new is coming this way. This neighborhood probably wasn't the best neighborhood to walk in just a few years ago. It definitely was not. But things are changing rapidly down here. You still never know who you're going to cross walking around here. We're at the corner of Maine and Anita. Now there's a gorgeous building on my right where the Wheeler Watch Clinic is. With some, all that is beautiful architectural spires on the top of this building on this corner here. Some great trees all the way lining Main Street, all the way up and down, all the way to downtown, really. How you doing tonight? We're crossing now the super block. It's called the Super Blocks, a three-block parcel of land here that undeveloped. Keep waiting for someone to come up and put a huge something here. There's great trees that line this block all the way on the Main Street side. Quiet night, but you see thunder off in the distance tonight. It's overcast. We had some rain earlier, but it's not raining now, but you see the lightning lighting up the sky. It's quite beautiful on the backdrop of downtown, which you can see now clearly. Walking in my cowboy boots, as I like to walk in. Most people like a walking shoe, but I like my cowboy shoes. When I go for a walk, here's one of my favorite buildings on my right again. It holds the art supply store. It's a beautiful two-story New Orleans style, the balcony building. They just painted it though. Kind of made it look drab. It used to look a little more vibrant than it does right now. What we need in this neighborhood is more people to bring these buildings to life. That's what we're hoping for, pushing for, trying to promote in this neighborhood. It's coming along nicely, but we need more people to step up and make some of these old buildings come to life throughout this neighborhood. But the art supply has been there a long time. We're heading north towards downtown. See the 2016 main building. And the Stuart Cadillac dealership. It's a very old, cool building with old metal windows. Throwback to the dealerships of the 50s. Here comes another train at the McGowan stop as we're heading up towards McGowan Street. Not too many people out tonight, this Sunday night, but the train is full of people. Nice to see you over the last 10 years. See a couple more people every year walking these streets and being out on the streets or jogging or walking their dogs. It's slowly changing around here. It's been nice to watch. Can't wait for the next 10 years. We're up here at Main and McGowan. And to my right is the oldest bar in Midtown, one of my favorite spots, Leon's Lounge. I used to play a show at Leon's Lounge on Wednesday nights from midnight till 2 and beyond. It was quite a show. People would come and start playing around the grand piano around midnight, and people would show up, and if still going strong at 2, which it normally was, my friend Scarlett, who's Leon's daughter, would keep the bar open as long as people were there. So we'd sometimes go till 3 or 4 in the morning up there playing and singing songs. Always a good time on Wednesday nights. Nobody got much done on Thursdays, but that was okay. We had fun on Wednesdays at Leon's Lounge there. It's been recently taken over by another friend of mine and had a good spot there. We took a left on McGowan. I'm heading towards Travis Street, where they're starting to put a little energy into this part of Midtown. Crossing Travis, the Reef is on my left, a new excellent restaurant. They're doing the old sidewalks with the tile in the sidewalk, naming the streets, which you can see a lot in the other neighborhoods, but they're keeping that around here in Midtown now, which has been nice. Any kind of historical thing I'm a fan of. And now we're coming up to McGowan and Milam. There's a beautiful old building, the Sheridan apartment homes. That's been recently restored. Well, it's been being restored for about the last 10 years. But just a gorgeous building, I believe from the 30s, and it's a historic landmark. You can stop and read the historic plaque that's on the building at the corner of Main and Milam. I'm going to turn back south, make a loop around my portion of Midtown here. Walking by the Sheridan apartments. And I've never been inside. I've seen some pictures, but it is gorgeous from the outside, and I'm sure it's beautiful on the inside from what you can see in the windows and the hallways. And, one of the buildings in Houston that has thankfully been preserved and restored, which I promote throughout Houston in every neighborhood, is to save as many old buildings as possible and unique things come out of revitalizing old buildings. I'm heading south on Milam now in a little area which is sort of the last remnants of the Vietnamese part of Midtown. The Vietnamese used to be, when I got here 10 years ago, it was pretty much all Vietnamese shops and restaurants, and all the street signs were in English and in Vietnamese. But it's slowly been changing over the last 10 years, and there's only a few Vietnamese restaurants and a couple shops left, as they're all sort of moving west Houston. But here at Milam and Dennis, there's still a few these shops left. The Mekong Center. I like to see things mix in, old and new, in harmony. I remember walking this street after the flood of Allison hit, and walking these streets, you couldn't even see the streets or the sidewalk. It looked like Venice. The city around here was everything was covered in water from building to building. The club got flooded that night. We had a full house at the club, and everybody was stranded there, and all these streets were completely flooded. And pretty amazing sight. So I sloshed my way home that evening to Montrose. But never know. Heading south on Milam. There's some new apartment homes here, bringing new people to the neighborhood. Right here, I'm trying to negotiate as I walk this sidewalk, but all is well. One of my favorite trees on my right there. That tree must be a couple hundred years old. Nice street that is. Right off Milam and Anita. It's amazing, these trees can live in such a harsh environment surrounded by concrete. Walk these streets in the daytime, you find the trees that you can to give you some shade. And Midtown, thankfully, has been good about planting new trees. Anytime they redo a street or sidewalk, they put in some new trees. Trees for Houston. Heading south on Milam. Working our way back towards 3700 Main Street. Promoter of all things positive Midtown. Coming up on Milam and Rosalie, take a right on Rosalie here and head about two blocks, you see one of my favorite houses. This is an old country home with a beautiful yard and setting. And it's surrounded by buildings and newer offices and restaurants and shop. It's a very country-like setting, just two blocks away from all this modern stuff. You can see, feel old Houston when this used to be the country. Heading up now on Milam and Elgin, Westheimer, a few blocks to the west. The high fashion home here. It was a small little store when I moved here. It has since taken over an enormous old school building and made quite the showroom in there. We're here at Elgin and Milam. And crossing that, heading to one of my favorite buildings in the neighborhood, owned by a friend of mine, Ted Calloway. The CL House building was built right around the same time as my building at 3700 Main. This is very similar architecture. But Ted's done a beautiful job restoring this and getting good tenants in here that accent the beauty of this building on Milam. And it has a gorgeous awning covering the sidewalk, which I'm under now. And I love the arch doors. Every other door has a beautiful archway on it. It's gorgeous brick, and the spires of this building, little architecture accents throughout this building, is incredible. And Ted's been a great promoter of Midtown and a good friend since the day I moved here. Been a good supporter of ours as well. Collaborate on positive things for this neighborhood. And we're heading south now still. We lost a funky old building to my right. It's just an empty lot now. It was a very strange little hamburger joint when I first moved here, but it's not there anymore. Across from the Texas Music and Amusements building. And we head south a little to the west here. You have Brennan's, which is a beautiful building. It was just rebuilt and they had a fire in the last couple years, as well as coming up on Mize, one of my favorite restaurants, which had a fire as well. I came over and unfortunately watched Mize burn down last year, but they have rebuilt it and recently opened, and it just looks great. Food's still great, service is still great, and they have still the same servers that have been there for years. Very happy to have them back in the neighborhood so I can walk and get my Mize at any time, day and night. We're heading up towards Milam and Holman. There's a couple unique buildings here. A classic 60s office building on my left with the underneath parking, and looks like the building's suspended in midair. Very funky architecture. Hopefully we save this building for the uniqueness of it. Crossing Milam and Holman, heading down a couple blocks away. Still see some scattered beautiful architecture. The old homes that used to surround this neighborhood, fill this neighborhood, and there's one on my right these three-story gorgeous homes, and they seem to disappear little by little here, but the ones that are left, it's a photography studio, and the one there, but it's not there and doesn't seem to be being used now, but I hope somebody saves the building, puts it to use somehow, instead of tearing it down. And we're coming up onto the Holy Rosary Church, which they just did an extensive remodel. They still have a large Vietnamese population at this church, as well as an Anglo population. A beautiful remodel in addition onto this church, using the old stone, so the new building looks like the old building. Vibrant church. It's one of the oldest churches in Houston. It's the oldest diocese, I believe. Coming here to Milam and Winburn with a few of my favorite houses. There's a great old barn-shaped house to my right, which is backed up by the freeway, and holds a realty group in there right now. I always wanted to buy that house. Maybe one day in the future. Then there's the great Carlton apartment building right in front of me, which has beautiful tile work and old metal frame windows. And another, I just took a left on Winburn, heading back towards Maine. And there's another beautiful apartment home, three in a row here on Winburn. And they're all just gorgeous, and thankfully look like they're here to stay. And walking along the side of the Holy Rosary Church in between these apartments, and coming into view now is my neighbors, Tafia, the Breakfast Club, or my backyard neighbors. Tafia is a beautiful, I'm not sure the original use of the building, but a very gorgeous brick building. Monica Pope redid, my friend, and coming on to the backside of our property and businesses. As we are about to cross Winburn and Travis Street, you can see the Natachi sign for our great new restaurant. And Big Cat's Barbershop and Tattoo, and Cat's Meow Salon. We just opened up with our friends recently in Sig's Lagoon, a great record shop here in Midtown. Here's coming on to my little bar, the Pachinko Hut, our tiki bar, on the side of our building. It's amazing to think of me walking this neighborhood 10 years ago and what it looks like now, and the difference it feels. It's quite incredible, actually, taking this walk on the recorder here. We're coming up to the side of the Continental Club. It is Sunday night and everything is closed down, very quiet down here, except a few cars going by. And a beautiful evening for a Midtown walk. From here you can walk any direction and find some very cool stuff. Maybe I'll take another walk east, another walk west, and another walk south on another day, and share that with you. Thanks for walking with me. I'm back here in front of the Continental Club, my home and my business, and hope you enjoyed the walk. We'll see you out walking in Houston soon. Bye-bye.